What are you willing to give up for the good news? And what are you willing to take on for Christ? Be honest, we don't have a lot of knowledge about big parts of Jesus' life. In Luke and Matthew, we have the nativity stories that talk about his birth. Then we're told that around the time he's a toddler, probably between a year or 2 years old, to escape Herod's, attack on the innocents, where Herod orders that all boys below 2 years old were killed. We hear that Joseph took Mary and Joseph and left and lived in Egypt for a few years. And then we're told after Herod dies that Joseph brings them back to Nazareth. And we don't know maybe how old Jesus was, maybe 5, 6 years old, maybe 8. And they live in Nazareth. And the next time we hear anything about it is when Jesus is 12 years old and he's disappears as his parents are in Jerusalem. And that story where Mary and Joseph are looking all over Jerusalem for 2 or 3 days and they finally find him in the temple debating scripture with the elders. And then 18 years, he just drops off the face of the earth, it seems like. And as we hear in today's reading, as he returns to his hometown of Nazareth, that apparently during his time he took on Joseph's trade, and as we hear today, they ask, isn't this the carpenter, or in the Greek, the tecton, which would made him, you always see these wonderful pictures of Joseph in and boy Jesus making these lovely Queen Anne tables and stuff. He would probably have been more like a rough carpenter. He's probably the guy who's framing a house, putting up a roof. Maybe he's doing a few cabinets and nice boxes on the side. But he's going out, Jesus is so blue-collared that because of the honest grime and sweat, his collar's probably gray. He's really working class here. When you talk about tecton, it's usually about laborers. And so you can imagine the people in his hometown, most of them, a lot of them were related to Mary. Probably some of them were related to Joseph. They've watched him grow up. They probably worked around him. And they know that he disappears, gets himself baptized, and then he starts going around the countryside preaching, and they probably hearing stories of healing and of demons being cast out. And here he comes back home, and it's a Sabbath. He's at the synagogue, and he's teaching. He starts talking about the scripture, and everybody is just amazed that this guy that they grew up with, this working class Joe, is preaching so wonderfully and teaching, and they're trying to figure out, how can this be? He's one of us. And we hear that they get a little bit grumpy about it. They start grumbling, and they start questioning him, and they start being insulted because, who is this wise guy? And so we're told that Jesus realizes he can't do anything in his hometown. Maybe he heals a couple of people, but he has to take the road, basically has to take the show on the road. And here it is, Jesus, basically this is where he really gives up his old life completely. There's no going back home for Jesus. For the good news, Jesus has to keep moving forward. But Jesus takes on this new ministry fully, without stopping, picking up the stray disciple around the way. He has his 12 disciples. But he also has other people who are following him. But he's done with home. Now today we also hear about the 12 disciples who will later on become the apostles, who are also called to give up the life they knew. You know, fishermen, tax collector, all sorts of people from different backgrounds, all very common working class men. As we know, at least with Peter, you know, at least some of them probably were family men, who, because of the good news, give up the security they know, and they are probably seeing Jesus being kind of treated poorly in their hometown. It has to make them think about, what about us? But still, Jesus calls them to give up the life they knew, to take on a new life, to go out and preach the good news. And today we're told that they go out in pairs, and they do it with no comfort. Jesus allows them to take a big stick, the sandals on their feet, and the clothes on their back. They're not even allowed to take a change of clothes. And he tells them that wherever they go, wherever they basically first offered a place to stay, that's where they stay. In other words, if better accommodations come up, too bad. You know, if you're in the poorest widow's hovel, that's where you stay until you're done. In the kingdom of heaven, we don't play favorites. But we hear that these men go out and they proclaim the good news. And in spite of leaving so much behind, they take on so much for Christ. But through them, the word of God gets out there. Demons are being cast out. People are being healed. The good news is being made known in the world. Now, as I started off with, what are you willing to give up for the good news? And what are you willing to take on for Christ? Now, for each and every one of us, that's going to be different. I doubt that many in this room are going to be sent out with a big stick and a pair of shoes. Some might. But still, like the disciples, we're all called to leave our, you know, the life we know behind, to take on the life that Christ gives us. Sometimes that is a little bit more dramatic than others. Yet, Christ keeps calling us to do new things, to continuously bring the word of the Lord to new places and to new people. And though God remains unchanging, the church continues to change so that we can meet the needs and to bring the good news to people in all different places. When we were much younger, we just sort of assumed everybody was a Christian. But now we have people who brought up in what were once considered good Christian families who don't know Christ. And it's up to us to share the good news. It used to be you just assumed people were going to learn about Jesus. But that's no longer the case. We can no longer assume that somebody knows the good news. I know our Sunday school teachers, you know, can probably tell you more than one incident where stories that we would have probably have not even remembered learning, because we would have known and told to us since we were little children. A lot of our children don't know those stories when they come to Sunday school now. And some of it's because their parents weren't even taught those stories. And it's up to us to teach them. but it's also up to us to share the good news to the adults in our life, to help one another to know Christ more. As Christians, we are called to give of ourselves daily. And our reward for this is that we get to know the joy of the kingdom, of seeing new people coming to Christ. Sometimes it can be very frustrating, and sometimes it can be very tiring. But the joy is very real. So my sisters and brothers, I encourage you to follow the path that Jesus has given us, to at times put away your old lives and to look forward, not backwards, to see the kingdom and not be so concerned about what lays behind us. We are the light in the world because we reflect the light of Christ. So I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to pick up your staff, put on your shoes, and get out there.